Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Hawkman Crowder and Solana. Appel in for the guys today. Thanks to Solana for hopping on earlier this hour. Thanks to Oronde Gadsden and thanks to George Richards for coming on in the last segment. Crowder and Solana will both be on the show tomorrow. I'll still be in for Hawk, and then Hawk will be back here on Friday. Hopefully by then, all of the Coke Zero is gone and purchased or drank out of the vending machines, so Hawk has to deal with that again. Jimmy, are you in on this with me?
Let's do it.
Now, I know it might get a little expensive. I think there are at least like 12 or 13 Coke Zeros in the vending machine. But I think we have to do this.
Let's try to do it.
Okay, we'll do it after the show. All right. So
Hawk, I hope you're not listening.
He's not listening to this. Are you kidding me? I would have gotten 17 texts from him after Solana's dad walked through the stream shirtless in the first segment of the 4 o'clock hour if he were listening. I did send him the clip though, so we might get a comment from him before the end of the show. But we had talked about this a little bit with Oronde Gadsden in the 3 o'clock hour. And I want to talk more about this Shedeur Sanders situation, because I find a couple of aspects of this to be bizarre and honestly a little unfair to him. Now, I don't think Shedeur Sanders is going to be very good in the NFL. I may be very wrong on that. Lord knows I have been wrong about a billion different things that I've said on this show. And I'll be wrong about a billion more things moving forward. But I just don't see it with Shedeur Sanders. But the excuse making that I'm seeing about Shedeur from Sunday and his first NFL regular season action is so beyond bizarre to me. It's so detached from reality. Solana was just making fun of me for name-dropping Mike White all the time. But I'm going to do it here. Because if you were to read Josina Anderson's tweets, if you were to listen to Cam Newton pontificate about this, and I'm sure there are others as well, the idea that the Cleveland Browns are out to get Shedeur Sanders and are purposely sabotaging him because he hadn't gotten any first-team reps until he got in the game, that's nonsense. I was talking to Mike White about this. Mike White's in a backup in the NFL now for 8 seasons. He's with the Carolina Panthers now. Backed up Tua Tagovailoa, of course, in 2023. Had a great run with the Jets before he got hurt in 2022 and in 2021. And now he's with the Panthers after spending last season with the Bills. His first action in an NFL game was against the New England Patriots in New England in 2021. He was first going through his cadence with the center, with the offensive line, in the huddle going into that game. It is not this new phenomenon. We're backup quarterbacks and third string quarterbacks. Don't get first team reps for a long period of time. You know what Mike White went in that game and did? Let a touchdown drive the first possession. Now, the Jets got blown out in that game. But this idea that Shedeur Sanders is the first backup quarterback ever to come into a game with limited reps in general, not just with the first team guys, and have to make something out of it? Please. Baker Mayfield was cut by the Panthers on 2 days' notice, flew to L.A., started a game for the Rams, and won an important game for the Rams. An entirely new organization with literally zero reps, just learned the playbook, and went out there and won a game. Now, you can criticize how the Cleveland Browns, in general, constructed their quarterback room this year. No doubt about it. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, Bailey Zappe. That's five quarterbacks. Bailey Zappe's on their practice squad. Shedeur was the fourth string, drafted in the fifth round. Dylan Gabriel, drafted in the third round. They signed Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco basically to compete for the starting job. Where are the first team reps there for Shedeur Sanders? What fifth round pick in general is getting first round reps or first team reps in training camp during the season? Point to that person for me. Maybe there's an exception or two, but on the whole, that just doesn't exist. And so this excuse making that he gets in, and Josina Anderson's out here, hashtag non-debut. I got to pull up this tweet from Josina Anderson because it has to be a bit. I'm convinced it's a bit. Against all odds, this 3rd-and-10 throw from Shedeur Sanders. It was a 3-yard crossing route that Jerry Jeudy in the open field had to make two defenders miss to get the first down. Against all odds, 3rd-and-10. The game was moving way too fast for Shedeur Sanders. He couldn't point out protections. I'm not confident he's got a great arm. And he's terrible in the pocket. Drifting back and drifting back and spinning out of the pocket. That works in the Big 12 at Colorado. That doesn't work in the NFL. And I hope that finally when he gets his first team reps, that for his sake, he does play better on Sunday coming up. I don't want to see him fail. I don't think anybody does, unless you're a cynic. But what have you seen in the preseason and on Sunday that leads you to believe that this player is going to be good? I don't understand. And so you have the pundits like Josina Anderson and Cam Newton defending Shedeur and trashing the Browns organization, which, by the way, I think you can criticize Shedeur and the Browns for how they handle their quarterback situation coming into this season. But this is from Luke McCown, the brother of Josh McCown. Luke was a fourth-round pick and a journeyman backup in the NFL, and he put this on Twitter yesterday. He said, quote, "I think there's a massive misunderstanding about how an NFL practice is structured. The only time mid-round pick rookies and backups get meaningful reps is in training camp, and they are never with the ones unless you are competing or starting that next preseason game." Now, I will say that Kevin Stefanski did say it was going to be an open competition. But let's be honest. How many times have you actually heard a coach say that and it turns out to actually just be a competition between the first two guys? No team ever has had a four-way starting QB competition in the NFL. Never. Back to Luke McCown. "Regular season practices have 10 to 12 plays per period. That's team run, team pass, team blitz pickup, and some teams still do a 7-on-7. But for the most part, there are 30 to 40 live full-speed reps of the actual game plan practiced on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the NFL. These team periods alternate between O and D with backups and practice squad players, and even some guys that'll play significant roles on Sundays, serving as scout team looks for squads for those periods. And this is where the backups get their reps. We have to try and translate what the scout team plays into your offense and play it accordingly. Honestly, this is a lot of times more beneficial to you as a quarterback because you're getting reps against a full defensive starters at full speed. The minus being, of course, that it's not necessarily your offensive plays you're running. Folks don't understand. It's incredibly difficult, probably the hardest job in all of sports, to be a backup quarterback for this very reason, because of limited to no reps and same expectations. And that is, you must come in and perform at the same level as the guy that you replaced for your teammates, coaches, and your own career security. You come in and struggle, and you're evaluated on that performance, right or wrong. The league makes its judgments about you, and that's why it's so hard for backups to have long careers that weren't at one point full-time starters. Nod to myself and buddies Chase Daniel and Dan Orlovsky. Yes, it stinks that the situation Shedeur Sanders came into. Luke McCown says he's been there, literally with the Browns as a rookie, as a mid-round pick. So have many other rookies. You play, you learn, and grow, and get better, or you don't. Reps help? Absolutely, he'll be better with a rep, full week of prep. But those are the hands as backups were dealt in those moments, and we have to make the most of them. Shedeur Sanders will be better with reps for sure. We all are. The idea that this is something unique to Shedeur Sanders is lunacy. It's lunacy. I think we saw why he was a fifth-round pick and dropped so far based on what we saw on Sunday. That player is not ready. He's not. And the conversation around him, I think, sets him up for failure. Because people are unrealistic, and the over-the-top PR and propaganda, I'll call it, around Shedeur, it's mind-numbing. It's doing him a disservice. It's setting the expectations up unrealistically. And if he doesn't meet him, then he stinks. And he did stink on Sunday. But there are people who are supposedly defending him that are actually hurting him by resetting where the expectations should be. Somebody in the chat points out, Cam Newton doesn't know what he's talking about, but McCown does. Cam Newton's been a starter in the league for a long time. He was he's a number one overall pick, was he not? Luke McCown is literally talking from the same perspective that Shedeur Sanders entered the league in. Mid-round pick, backup, with the Browns, Luke McCown. Fifth-round pick, Shedeur Sanders, with the Browns. I just gave you other examples. Brian Hoyer was out there saying the same thing about the limited reps a backup gets. I just told you about Mike White having to come into a game, literally saying his cadence for the first time with his offensive line. Part of me feels bad for Shedeur Sanders. And I'll tie it into the Dolphins with this. In reading some of these comments about Shedeur, and I said it earlier on the show, I truly wonder if that's what we sounded like, to a different degree, obviously, defending Tua Tagovailoa. Where any time the Dolphins failed, it was never Tua's fault. And every time he succeeded, it was all Tua. When Shedeur fails, it's because he was set up by the Browns. Kevin Stefanski has it out for him. But when he delivers a strike over the middle, good throw to their tight end to move the sticks late in the game, that's all on Shedeur. That's the type of talent he has. When he throws a third down and 10 crossing route that's caught 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, that's a against all odds throw by Shedeur Sanders. He made a great play on a ball in the end zone. Probably should have been caught. It wasn't. But he also airmailed one 10 feet over the guy's head in that same sequence. Unfair to him, the expectations have been set way too high. And what people think happens with a fifth-round pick at quarterback in these organizations, wildly misguided. And again, to the point about Cam Newton, there may be exceptions to this. But by and large, it is not rare that a quarterback doesn't get first-team reps at all when they are starting the season as a third string. And then when the other rookie they draft, he's got to get the reps. Everyone he doesn't get is wasted. Again, two things can be true here. The Browns, in drafting two rookie quarterbacks in the third and fifth round, entering the season, if you count Deshaun Watson, with six quarterbacks on the roster, terrible. But at the same time, there is no conspiracy here with Shedeur Sanders as far as Kevin Stefanski having it out for him or sabotaging Shedeur Sanders. We've got to get to headlines here. Sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Panthers winners last night, 8-5 over the Canucks. Nice bounce back for them. Sergei Bobrovsky moved past Jacques Plante for ninth all-time in most wins in NHL history. Seth Jones scored twice. Brad Marchand continues his incredible start of the season. 13 goals, 10 assists to lead the team. He's tied for second in the league in goals. He's got points in 11 straight. Big win for the Heat last night over the Knicks by 2, 115 to 113. They held off a late run by the Knicks. Seven players in double figures. Khalil Ware, a double-double. Heat are 6-1 at home. Other NBA news. According to Shams Charania, the Cleveland Cavaliers were fined $100,000 for sitting half of their roster in, ironically, the game they won against the Miami Heat. The report basically pointed to Mitchell and Mobley as the two guys who weren't in that were held out of that game. Cavs fined $100,000 for that. Your weather brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Sun going down, beautiful night in South Florida. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. Jimmy's here as well, running the board today. Thanks to Mike Cuno. Thanks to Oronde Gadsden. Thanks to George Richards for all joining the show today. Thanks to Crowder for trying to come on from Vegas. Thanks to Solana for a dynamite segment today. And thanks to Eduardo Solana for making a shirtless appearance on the YouTube stream this afternoon. Crowder and Solana are back tomorrow. I'll be on the show again as well, and then Hawk will be back on Friday. Hurricane Hotline with Joe Z is coming up next, and then from 7 to 9 o'clock out here on WQAM, we'll have the high school sports show. That'll do it for us today. We will talk to you mañana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.